Part one, how to be creative while doing jobs which seem not to leave any space for creativity. Remember, creativity has nothing to do with any particular work. Creativity has something to do with the quality of your consciousness. Whatsoever you do can become creative if you know what creativity means. Creativity means enjoying any work as meditation, doing any work with deep love. If you love me and you clean this auditorium, it is creative. If you don't love me, then of course it is a chore. It is a duty to be done somehow. It is a burden. Then you would like some other time to be creative. What will you do in that other time? Can you find a better thing to do? Are you thinking that if you paint, you will feel creative? But painting is just as ordinary as cleaning the floor. You will be throwing colors on a canvas. Here you go on washing the floor, cleaning the floor. What is the difference? Talking to somebody, a friend, and you feel time is being wasted. You would like to write a great book, then you will feel creative. But a friend has come. A little gossiping is perfectly beautiful. Be creative. All the great scriptures are nothing but gossips of people who were creative. What do I go on doing here? Gossiping. They will become gospels someday. But originally, they are gossips. If you really love something, it is creative. If you understand, then you bring your creativity to every act that you do. A man of understanding is continuously creative. Not that he is trying to be creative. The way he sits is a creative act. Watch him sitting. You will find in his movement a certain quality of dance, a certain dignity. Just the other day, we were reading the story of the Zen master who stood in the hole with great dignity, dead. Even his death was a creative act. He did it perfectly well. You cannot improve upon it. Even dead, he was standing with dignity, with grace. When you understand, whatsoever you do, cooking, cleaning, life consists of small things. Just your ego goes on saying these are small things. You would like some great thing to do, a great poetry. You would like to become Shakespeare, or Kalidas, or Milton. It is your ego that is creating the trouble. Drop the ego, and everything is creative. Life consists of small things. They become great if you love. Then everything is tremendously great. If you don't love, then your ego goes on saying, "This is not worthy of you. Do something great." All nonsense. Don't go on an ego trip. Whenever the ego comes and persuades you towards some great things, immediately become aware and drop the ego, and then by and by you will find the trivial is sacred. Nothing is profane. Everything is sacred and holy. And unless everything becomes holy to you, your life cannot be religious. A holy man is not what you call a saint. A saint may be just on an ego trip. And also, he will look a saint to you because you think he has done great deeds. A holy man is an ordinary man who loves ordinary life. Chopping wood, carrying water from the well, cooking, whatsoever he touches becomes holy. Not that he is doing great things, but whatsoever he does it greatly. The greatness is not in the thing done. The greatness is in the consciousness that you bring while you do it. Try. Touch a pebble with great love. It becomes a Kohinoor, a great diamond. Smile, and suddenly you are a king or a queen. Laugh, delight. Each moment of your life has to be transformed by your meditative love. When I say be creative, I don't mean that you should all go and become great painters and great poets. I simply mean let your life be a painting. Let your life be a poetry. Never allow yourself this tendency for being great, famous, someone bigger than life size. Never. Life size is perfect. To be exactly life size, to be just ordinary, is perfectly as it should be. But live that ordinariness in an extraordinary way. That is what a nirvanic consciousness is all about. Now let me tell you the last thing. If nirvana becomes a great goal for you to achieve, then you will be in a nightmare. Then nirvana can become the last and the greatest nightmare. But if nirvana is in small things, the way you live them, the way you transform every small activity into a holy act, into a prayer, your house becomes a temple, your body becomes the abode of God, and wherever you look and whatsoever you touch is tremendously beautiful, sacred, then nirvana is freedom. Nirvana is to live the ordinary life so alert, so full of consciousness, so full of light that everything becomes luminous. It is possible. I say so because I have lived it so. I am living it so. When I say it, I say with authority. When I say it, I'm not quoting Buddha or Jesus. When I say it, I am quoting only myself. It has become possible for me. It can become possible for you. Just don't hanker for the ego. Just love life, trust life, and life will give you all that you need. Life will become a blessing for you. A benediction.